Thank you for tuning in to 89.1 Grace Christian Radio. Up next is a replay of Sunday, November 5th church service with a message from Pastor Ripley and music from the worship team. God bless.
How's everybody today? At least it's not raining, so let's enjoy the sunshine. I have a little story here. Some of you may have heard it before, but two brothers who love baseball wondered whether they could play the sport when they went to heaven. So they promised that whoever went to heaven first would find some way to let the living brother know. The oldest brother passed away a week later, and on that night he was buried, he reappeared at the foot of his brother's bed. "Is there baseball in heaven?" asked the younger brother. "Well, I've got good news and bad news," the older brother said. "The good news is that there is baseball in heaven." "That's great," said the brother. "What's the bad news?" "The bad news is that you're pitching Sunday." So... okay, I'm going to read John 14, verses 15 to 21. "If you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. And on that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them." Let us pray. Dear Lord, I just thank you for another day, Lord, and I just thank you for your grace, your mercy, and whatever we go through, Lord, whatever happens in this world of ours, that we can turn to you, and you are always there every second, every day, every hour. And I just pray, Lord, that each one of us just remembers that when things get, you know, when you wake up and just feel blah, that we can turn to you, Lord, and you are just our ever-loving grace, Lord. And just bless this worship team and bless Pastor. And we just love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, let's stand. What a beautiful sunny morning we have to sing God's praise.
I have a home prepared where the saints abide, over in the glory. Just wonderful beyond description, too marvelous for words, too wonderful for comprehension, like nothing ever seen or heard. Who can grasp your infinite wisdom? Who can fathom the depth of your love? You are beautiful beyond description.
Fill my I'll let all the children make their way to Children's Church. All the children can make their way to Children's Church today. All the little ones make their way to Children's Church today. If you have your Bibles, you can turn with me to Psalm chapter 1. And I want to begin a series of messages on the blessed life. The blessed life. How many here want to be blessed? Okay, well, that's almost everyone. How many know God wants to bless our lives? God wants to bless our lives. The definition of blessing, is to be granted special favor by God. To be granted special favor by God, resulting in joy and prosperity. Okay, I don't know if you really believe that or not. I want to read that again. To be blessed is to be granted special favor by God, resulting in joy and prosperity. You know, sometimes we think that when God prospers us, there must be something bad around the corner. And prosperity is a pretty big word. It's a definition that involves quite a few things in our hearts and lives. There's spiritual prosperity. How many know God prospers us spiritually? He prospers us materially. How many here are blessed by the things God has so graciously given to you? I feel prospered living here in Canada when there's so many parts of the world that are going through war, they're going through hardship, they are going through famines. And how many know we need to be praying for our brothers and sisters in many parts of the world that do not enjoy what we have here in this nation? Amen. Even with all the problems that we have, all the political problems that we have, we still have prosperity. We are still blessed by God in so many ways. When you woke up this morning, you turned on the tap and there was water.
Every time.
You flicked the light switch and there was electricity. In many parts of the world, there are blackouts that last for hours and maybe even days where there is no electricity. The water is not safe to drink. Even when I was in India, in many parts of that nation, the water is not safe to drink. There are places that you can go and eat, and there are places that is dangerous to eat. But we, and it tastes good, but we enjoy an amazing prosperity living here in Canada. We do. And God has blessed us to a certain degree. We know that things can change so quickly. So we need to be grateful for what we have. We truly need to be grateful for what we have. We truly need to be grateful for what we have. It's hard to preach when you know that people are dying in wars, in famines, all over the world. And we need to be praying for the Middle East, especially today. For there are people dying on both sides of the equation, on both sides of the war, on both sides of the border. Psalm chapter 1, verse 1. I want to talk about the blessed life. Father, I just thank you today that we can depend upon you in all things. I pray as the word goes forth today, Lord, that you would touch each and every individual, those that are here this morning, those that are listening by radio, that you will bless them and minister to them. We thank you today, Father, for your word. We pray an anointing upon your word. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Verse 1. How blessed is the man. Remember, granted special favor by God, resulting in joy and prosperity. How blessed is the man who put his stocks and bonds in Apple. No, that's not what it says. It says, how blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked. You're walking along, and wicked people come alongside of you to give you instruction in the ways of the world. How many know there's always somebody trying to get you and I off track spiritually? Trying to sow seeds of doubt in our hearts concerning the truth of God's word. Amen. That's right. Has God said, is what Satan said to Eve in the Garden of Eden. Has God really said? You know, we need to be careful who we spend time with. I heard an amen. How many know we need to be careful who we spend time with? How many know we need to be careful who we spend time with? The wicked here are described as the ungodly. Those who do not believe in the things of God. People who do not ascribe to the scriptures. And our town is filled with those kinds of people. Our world is filled with those kinds of people. Now, the Bible doesn't say that we should isolate ourselves away and become spiritual monks. We are in the world, but we're not of the world. But being in the world also means to be discerning, to be wise on who we are listening to and receiving instruction from. That's important. Nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. How many know that the Bible says in the last days there are going to be scoffers that debate whether Jesus is really going to come back? Isn't that true? Who will debate with you about the truth of the end times? And let me tell you something this morning. What is happening in Israel is a key component to what is going to take place in the book of Revelation, the book of Daniel, the book of Ezekiel. We had some teaching a few weeks ago from a gentleman, a pastor from Virginia, who said that there is a possibility that what's happening in Israel presently is depicted in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, 38. Where Israel will be isolated away from the world. Everyone will turn against Israel, even the United States of America. Armies will come from Russia and China to surround the holy city. And friends, I'm not here to debate all the politics of the war. All I'm saying is, these things are beginning to happen. These things are beginning to play out before our very eyes. So there's going to be scoffers in the end times. There's going to be scoffers. The Bible says don't sit in the seat of scoffers. Don't associate with those who deride the things of God. The person is blessed who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, does not stand in the way of sinners. The person is blessed who does not sit in the seat of scoffers. That person is blessed. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. He's not interested in the counsel of the wicked, the way of sinners, the seat of scoffers. No, his heart is for God's holy word. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. His delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law, he meditates day and night. You know, I think that there's something about meditating on the Word of God. There's something wonderful that happens when we think and comprehend and go over again and again the truths of God's word. Letting them settle deep in our spirit. Oh, hallelujah. Letting them take root in our hearts. Something happens when the word of God begins to become engrafted within us, hallelujah, and it begins to change us and transform us, and it begins to do that work that God has called it to do, hallelujah. His word does not return unto him void. And what is the result? Verse 3. Is the result. And he will be like a tree firmly planted by the streams of water, which yields its fruit. Friends, you're going to be fruitful when you make the word of God your delight. You are going to be fruitful. You say, how can it happen? The Holy Spirit works in conjunction with the Word of God to produce good fruit in your heart. The Bible says you will yield its fruit in its season, and its leaf will not wither. Everyone around you, their hearts are withering because of the storms that are coming upon the face of the earth. Fear, the Bible says, in the last days is going to grip so many people because they're afraid of the things that are coming upon the face of the earth. Anxiety. Anxiety is gripping. Even our young people, so many are being gripped by anxiety because of climate change. Because of the wars and rumors of wars that they are seeing. The negativity. The constant Instagram posts of other people that are having a wonderful life and you're not. How many know that some people get discouraged when they don't get enough likes on their Instagram page? I don't have Instagram. I don't have Facebook. But, you know, their whole world is centered around how many likes they get. How many positive comments they get. Their leaf is withering. But for the believer, we don't care about that. We care about the face of God that shines upon us. Hallelujah. That grateful, wonderful face of the countenance of God Almighty. And no matter what happens, our life is in His hand. No matter what hardship we face, our life is in His hand this morning. Hallelujah. And He's not going to let us go. And whatever we have to face in the days and weeks and months ahead, God is going to take care of us. And He's going to show forth His miracle-working power. What do you got? Couple of fish. Not much. Little bit of bread. Not much. You know what Jesus said to them? Feed them. Feed them. He was giving them the opportunity to exercise their faith and to believe that even with the smallest thing, God can multiply it. Hallelujah. God can perform a miracle. And in whatever He does, He prospers. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In whatever He does, He prospers. Praise the name of Jesus. Even Joseph in a dungeon, God favored him and blessed him right in the dungeon. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. No matter where you are, if you are blessed of God, He will prosper you. He will abundantly bless you. And we don't have to feel guilty about it. You know, I had this lady in our church one time. I would bless her, and then she would bless me with something more. Then I would bless her with something more. And then she would bless me with something more. And then I would bless her with something more, and she would bless me with something more. I couldn't out-bless her. It was almost like she felt guilty being blessed. You know, that's a work of Satan, to make us feel guilty when God so graciously blesses us. We should receive the blessing, hallelujah, and then be a blessing to others. Glory be to God. But remember, the blessing starts for the person who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. Sometimes we just have to say, no, I'm not interested in hearing that. I said, sometimes we just have to say, no, I'm not interested in hearing that. James chapter 1, verse 12. Blessed is a man who perseveres under trial. Blessed is the man or woman who perseveres under trial. Remember, the blessing is a favor by God resulting in joy and prosperity. Blessed is a man who perseveres under trial. How many know we go through testings and trials sometimes? How many here have ever been through a testing or a trial? Can I see your hand? Come on, how many here have ever been through a testing or a trial? If you serve God, you're going to go through times of difficulty. There's no way around it. God allows it to purify us and to work on our character. To purify us and to work on our character. To transform us into the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. Count it all joy when you fall into trials of many kinds, the book of James chapter 1 says. Count it all joy. You know what? I need to do that. I really need to put this into practice. Count it all joy when you fall into trials and temptations of many kinds. All different types of testings and trials. The Bible says the man is blessed who doesn't give up, who doesn't get bitter, who doesn't become unforgiving, that doesn't become hardened in their hearts, but says, God, I'm going to allow this situation to so transform my life that I will look and I will speak more like Jesus like never before. Hallelujah. You know, testings and trials will bring to the surface the areas of your life that God wants to change. Have you ever said to yourself, why did I do that? Why did I say that? Why did I act in that way? Why did I respond with that in that fashion? Why did that happen? It's God bringing to the surface the areas that he wants to work on in your life. Some people blame it on the devil. Not everything's the devil. You heard the story about the devil. He was on the sidewalk crying. And someone came up to him and said to him, "Devil, why are you crying?" And he said, he pointed over at the church. He said, "They're blaming me for everything." Not everything is the devil. Yes, some things are the devil. Let me rephrase it. There's a lot of things that are the devil, but not all things are the devil. Sometimes God allows things into our lives to test us, to make us stronger in our faith. You say, you know, one thing you never have to pray for is patience. You don't need to pray for patience. God will make sure that there are tests and trials and difficulties to test your patience. Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, for once he has been approved, he's made it through. He hasn't given up. He hasn't got bitter. He hasn't allowed his heart to harden. God says he's going to receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. There is a reward for those who persevere under trial and difficulty. And God says, it's that man that's blessed. That man that has special favor by God, resulting in joy and prosperity. Just like Job. Everything was taken from him. But in the end, he received twice as much as he had at the beginning. Someone said to me, "I have nothing, so at the end I have twice nothing." No, God is working in your heart. God is multiplying his blessings upon your life. When you persevere, don't give up. Don't turn your back on God. No matter how difficult it gets, no matter how people hate you, where you work, where my dad worked for the Department of National Defense, they hated him. One time he asked them, he said, "Why do you hate me so much?" And they said, "We don't know. We just hate you." It was Christ in him that they hated. Are you hearing me this morning? It was Christ in him. His job was to make sure that parts for planes, tanks, whatever, were sent to different places. You know what they did? They would mix up his mail. And then he would be blamed. They would try everything they could to give him a hard time. Have you ever been there where everyone around you is trying to give you a hard time simply because you are living for Christ? You're blessed when you persevere, even when your own family's against you, and you persevere, God is going to bless you and prosper you and give you joy, unspeakable, hallelujah, and full of glory. Lastly this morning, James chapter 1. Verse 22. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial. And then James chapter 1, verse 22. But become doers of the word and not merely hearers who delude themselves. Listen this morning. I'm not here just to impart knowledge to you, information. I'm here to challenge you in your walk with the Lord. I'm here to challenge every single individual listening by radio to put God's word in action. To not just listen to the word, but to put it into action. The Bible says, become doers of the word and not merely hearers who delude themselves. Verse 23, for if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks at his natural face in a mirror. How many know that you are depending on that mirror to show you what you really look like? Or maybe your wife can tell you what you really look like. The mirror depicts your face. Right? When you shave or you put on makeup, hopefully not the same person doing both. He is like a man who looks at his natural face in a mirror. For once he looked at himself and has gone away. He immediately forgot what kind of person he was. You know, we can see the faults in others more than we can see the faults in us. How many know that's true? We seem to be able to detect the faults in others more than we can see the faults in ourselves. Someone said that they had a plank in their eye, enough wood to build a house. But we have to get the plank out of our eye before we can remove the speck from our brother's eye. How many know that's not easy? To really allow God's word to dig deep into our hearts and show us the condition of our hearts. It's scary. We're afraid of what God is going to show us. But whatever he shows us, he will give us the grace to deal with it. Hallelujah. He has given us his Holy Spirit to help us, to strengthen us, and to enable us. Look at verse 25. This is where I want to close. Verse 25. But the one who looks intently. The Legacy Standard Bible or the New American Standard says intently. Intently. Not just haphazardly. Not just glazing over. But looking intently into the mirror of God's word. The Bible says, who looks intently at the perfect law. Do you know God's word is perfect without flaw? From the original languages, as it has been translated into the English language, God oversaw that work that we have the Bible before us. The Bible says it is perfect without flaw. Any book that you read, there are some good books out there. How many know there's some good books out there? But they're still man-made. Right? It's not on par with God's word. God's word is perfect. perfect. And the Bible calls it the law of freedom. Liberty. Loosing of the chains that bind. Deliverance of those that are oppressed. Praise God. If someone's bound this morning, the power of the word of God spoken over that person can liberate them and loose them. Hallelujah. And abides by it. In other words, puts into practice. Depends on it for guidance and direction. Not having become a forgetful hero. What does that say again? Remembering by going over and over and over and over in your heart, pondering it, reading it over and over and over again. But a doer of the work, putting into practice what God's word says. The Bible says this man, this woman will be blessed in what he does. There's the blessing this morning, hallelujah, is in putting into practice what God's word says. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The joy begins to flow. The prosperity begins to blossom when we read and put into practice what God's word says. You know, we think of blessing in so many ways, and we wonder, how can I be blessed? I want a greater blessing. I want greater favor from God. And the Bible says, don't walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. You want to be blessed? Continue to persevere while under trial, under difficulty, testing. Have you ever said to yourself, I can't take any more of this? How many have ever said that? I can't take any more of this. God says he will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able to bear. But with the temptation, he will make a way of escape. Hallelujah. God knows what you can handle. And he will not allow you to be tested beyond what he knows is your breaking point. My wife's not here. She's down teaching the kids. And I'll say to her, you know, I've had enough of this. She says, not quite. I want someone here to thank God for their wife. Can somebody lift their hands and say, I thank God for my wife. Hallelujah. Yeah, she'll say that to me. She'll say, you know what? You can take more. And then I want to say, you can take more too. No, I don't say that back. God knows our breaking point. And he will not allow us to be tested beyond what we are able to bear. So we need to persevere under trial. Put our head up. Don't let the devil shame you or make you feel guilty. If it's under the blood, if it's been cleansed away by the blood of Jesus, then thank him and praise him this morning. Hallelujah. And keep walking and keep on walking this walk. And then thirdly, don't be just a hearer of the word, but be a doer of the word. In doing the word, in doing the work, God says we're going to be blessed. We are going to be blessed in the name of Jesus. You know, I think that the reason a lot of people lose their blessing is because they don't follow the scriptures. They get outside the confines of God's word, and that's where we miss out on the blessing. We have to stay within the confines of God's precious word in the name of Jesus. No matter how much it hurts, no matter how much pain we suffer, no matter what we go through, Lord, I'm standing on your promises that are yes and amen in Christ. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you this morning for the ministry of your word. I thank you for the blessing that you desire to pour out upon our hearts even on a daily basis, Lord. Father, I pray this morning that nothing would stand in the way of what you desire to do in our hearts and lives. Father, I pray this morning against the work of the enemy, the devices of Satan to try to delude us, to sweep us away from what we know to be the truth. I pray this morning that your work would go forward in every heart and every life in this house, unabated, Lord. In my heart, in every leader's heart in this church, we would see the manifestation of the transforming work of the Holy Spirit in each life. Lord, we give you the praise and the glory in Jesus' name.
Thank you for tuning in and listening. Join us next Sunday at Grace Christian Fellowship. We'd love to see you.